Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. Any station requesting a signal report.
Into the repeater there, Chad, KI4DOS mobile.
Gary, that's 5 watts. I mean, I can't complain with that.
Yeah, like you're sitting here in the car with me.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you, Gary. This Joy got you out moving.
And she said, I'm not going to cook supper tonight because I've got dog hair all over me. I'm going to go get in the shower. You go get us something to eat. So I'm headed to the restaurant. That's what I'm going to get, yep. But she wanted a club sandwich on a bun and some french fries, so that's what I'm going to get her. I don't know what I'm going to have yet. I hadn't made up my mind.
How's the traffic out there? Are you in easily?
153 over here, fixing to get on 183, but it's not bad. It's kind of light right now.
My daughter just came back from Greer, and I don't know what's happened to Greer here lately. It's just the red lights, the distance between the red lights is not long enough in places. It's just bumper to bumper. I guess all these people moving in, I guess it just kind of all grew up before I realized it.
Well, Easley's growing like crazy. I got out there the other day and thought there was a Clemson football game or something, but it was during the week. You know, when Clemson has a home game, boy, I tell you, southbound side of 123 is just absolutely horrendous. And that's the way it was the other day. It wasn't time for people to get off work either. That's what amazed me. It wasn't, 5 o'clock or 5:30 or something like that. It was like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I said, where in the world are all these people coming from?
That's crazy. I mean, just absolutely crazy. But my daughter came in last night. I know she went to they had a play there at Greenville Little Theater. She went to see the Nutcracker, so she got in about 11 o'clock, so she slept in this morning, and her and Anna's just been, I mean, the house sounds like a jar full of bumblebees, so it's been a long time since I've heard that, so I'm loving it.
That wholeheartedly. Well, it's been pretty quiet around the house today, except the noise of the clippers where Joy was grooming the dog. I sat down and read a little bit today, went outside, did a few things outside, and then all of a sudden the bottom fell out. Well, I tell you what, I thought we was having a tornado or something, but the wind got up. It didn't get up too terribly bad. The highest it got up was 18 miles an hour, according to the wind gauge. I believe it was blowing a little stronger than that, but it just didn't register at that point in time. You know, it only reports every so often, and I think it was by the time it time to report again, it had dropped back down. But we got some rain. I didn't look at the rain gauge to see how much we got, but we needed it.
About that, I just... Abby and Anna just got back from Target and picked up a whole bunch of groceries. She got up this morning, and Anna was putting the Christmas tree up, and Abby was, helping her with the Christmas tree and this, that, and the other. She says, Mama, she says, I have just had the overwhelming urge to just bake. I just want to bake cakes. And I said, maybe I shouldn't say this on the air. I said, but baby, you bake all you want. Just when you start having urges to get married now, we're going to have problems. But she went to Target and bought a whole bunch of, I don't know how many bags of groceries it got in there getting ready for Christmas. But she's ready to bake, so I'm ready.
Like me, you're going to have to quit eating, so you can eat the cakes and stuff that they bake that way that you don't hurt their feelings by not eating the cakes.
Yeah, so Anna's sister every year, she comes for Thanksgiving and Christmas and, you know, this, that, and other. Her and Anna make this big deal of, you know, baking Christmas for the holidays. Matter of fact, I had to put in two ovens. We got an oven up top and then an oven on the bottom because her sister wants to cook when she comes, and the oven we had just wasn't big enough, so I just put a double stack in to keep from listening to them argue about it so much. But last year she made a whole bunch of, Leah does all the sweets, the pies and the cakes and this, that, and other. And she forgot to put the sugar in any of it. And, oh my word, you make a mistake like that and I find out about it. Oh my goodness. So this year, even for Thanksgiving, I went in there and was watching over. She said, "What are you doing in here?" I said, "I'm making sure you put sugar in the desserts because we don't want another catastrophe like we had last year."
Now, what's your address, KB4CBA?
Ed.
I'm there for all the cooking. I mean, it sounds good.
Not tonight.
Get at the roadhouse. Pick up some dead cow.
Well, my wife and daughter just left Greer, and they said it was horrible, so be careful. Be careful.
You know, there's no word as careful in auto racing.
Hear me now or not, Chad. I'm down in kind of in a hole down here at the little restaurant. So, hey, David, glad to hear you in there, and I'll be back in a minute as soon as I get through the drive-thru.
But I'm all clear on out, bud. It's nice talking to you. And be safe. KL4NUE. I'll say 73. Dave, be careful, bud. My traffic's pretty rough. I'll be clear.
I'll be sitting in the parking lot here for a few minutes, I imagine. 73 is KB4CBA.
Chad, tell Anna and Abby we said hello. Y'all have a good evening and enjoy her company while she's there. And, David, I got to go through the drive-thru here. I'm fixing to pull up to the window, so I'm going to back out of here for a minute or two. And as soon as I get my food, if you're still out in the parking lot, I'll talk to you again. KB4CBA, KI4DOS.
Yeah, I'll probably be here.
Hey, KI4DOS mobile again.
DOS, KB4CBA. I'm stationary. I guess my dead cow must still be on the grill or something.
Hear you. Well, I just got mine off the grill, so I'm headed home with it now. What are you doing out this time of day? You going to play tennis?
I played at, what time was it? 1 o'clock. I'm in the bubble league, and we play every Saturday, either at 1, 3, or 5, depending on, you know, what slot they put you in. And so I was in the 1 o'clock slot today, where you play two hours of tennis. So I couldn't have timed it perfect because I asked the people that were coming in. They came in at like 5:03, and it was time for me to leave. And I said, "Is it raining out there?" They said, "No, it's fine." And I walked out there, and man, it started raining. And before I could even get started toward the main building, I mean, it was like a monsoon. It was horizontal rain, and the wind was blowing like crazy. I was soaking wet halfway to the building.
I can imagine that. I was sitting sitting in the living room reading a book that I've been wanting to get, and well, we've had it for a few days now, but I hadn't finished it, and I was sitting there reading that book, and Joy was going in there getting ready to groom the dog, and instead of taking her to the groomer, Joy doesn't like the way they cut her hair and all of that stuff, so she does it, and she normally gets the chair out of the ham shack, and when it rolls across the floor, it makes a terrible racket because we got hardwood floors. And all of a sudden, I heard this roar, you know, and I said, are you getting my chair out of the ham shack? She said, no, it's raining.
Oh, well, I mean, it was just coming down like crazy. It just, I mean, it dumped water so fast. It couldn't run off fast enough in the parking lot there. It was just, you know, creating a lake. I've never seen a system dump water so fast. But then it was gone. I mean, it lasted maybe 10, 15 minutes, something like that, if that, and it was gone. And I ran to my car, and I was already soaking wet, and it was still raining. So, you know, and then, hang on 1 second. We're CPA. I'm back. So anyway, I got my car, and I started driving out of the parking lot, and I'll be doggone, there wasn't a drop of water falling on my windshield.
I can't believe it. Well, I told Chad a while ago that I went and looked at my wind gauge. You know, it only reports ever so often. It's not a continuous feed from the wind gauge into the control unit. But it said that at that point in time it was 7 miles an hour, but it had gusted up to 18. I told Joy, I said, that wind was blowing harder than that out there, but it didn't register. You know, it must have died down before it hit its time to send a report into the main unit. But I don't know. I didn't look at the rain gauge. I don't know how much we got, but we got a bunch of water in just a few minutes.
I've never seen the system dump that much water in such a brief period of time. I mean, it was just, and then it was gone. I mean, it was just like, here you go, and then it was gone, and I just couldn't believe it. I tell you, and everybody I talked to on the radio, my wife, she was in the house over in Taylor's. It did the same way there, you know. It came, it was horrible, and then all of a sudden it's gone. So it must have really been moving along.
A pretty fast moving storm. It sure did come through our area quickly. Like you say, it was there for just a matter of minutes, and then it was gone. Our mail lady was running through there just about that time, and by the time they got to our mailbox, it had quit raining. So I walked out and got the mail, didn't get wet. When I went out to get in the car to go over here to the restaurant and pick up our supper tonight, it was not raining, but it's starting to rain again out here now, just a little bit, but it's just, you know, no big downpour or anything like that. Just enough to make you have to turn your wipers on and to get your windshield cleared off.
What I'm getting here is just a real light miss, and it looks like it's trying to fizzle out here, but anyway, just enough to have to turn your wipers on. But, I got home, and I was home about an hour, and I sat there watching TV, and the dang power went off. And it just went off long enough for everything to go off, and then it came back on. So everything had to reset, the internet, and I gotta go reset all the clocks on the appliances and stuff. I tell you, it's I wish those things had a backup battery, but anyway, I guess it gives me something to do. I shouldn't complain.
The ordeal is mobile. I understand that completely. I hate it when our power flickers like that and I have to go through the house. And yeah, I got to reset the clocks by the bed. I got one on my side and one on Joy's side, and go in and reset the appliances. And I'm with you. I don't know why they don't put a battery backup in there. But then again, you know, we'd forget to change the batteries and have to do it anyway.
There's somewhere we had to take the thing halfway apart to get to the battery. If it's like most cars I've worked on. Oh, me. Well, I'm pulling in the garage here, so we're going to scarf down some food here. And anyway, be careful out there, and enjoy the rest of your evening. It's good to talk to you, Gary. And always a pleasure. I'll say 73, stick around, and I'll stick around for your final KB4CBA.
I enjoyed it. Pleasure was all on this end. Hope to hear you on the side band net here in just a little while. I don't know if I'll check yet. Well, it depends on the band conditions. If a band's holding up pretty good, I may wait till my alphabetical group. If not, I may check in early. What's that? Wait to see what the band's doing. But you take care. Good talking to you. We'll say 73 to you for now. Have a good weekend. What's left of it there, young man? KB4CBA, KI4DOS mobile.
Yeah, I plan on checking in. It was pretty good last night. What's his name, George? I think he's down in the lower part of the state. Was calling it, and I could hear him really good, 5x9. In fact, he was 5x20. He'd jump up to 30 sometimes, so. It's pretty decent last night. It's been kind of, noisy a few nights. But anyway, have a good one. 73 is KB4CBA.
Yeah, David, George lives in Lexington down there, right there at Columbia. And I guess you could call it a suburb of Columbia, but that's where he lives. And he was running his big old amplifier last night, but he did sound good up here. I had him about 20 over S9, so it sounded really good. Maybe it'll be that way tonight. KB4CBA, KI4DOS Mobile.